Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Cat Williams was arrested in L.A. after a Sacramento judge issued a bench warrant for him when he skipped his arraignment. He was charged with a felony for evading a police officer while driving recklessly. When police saw him standing outside of his home, they arrested him, and he was being held for a $100,000 bail. Meanwhile, according to Cat, he couldn't be in two courtrooms at once and chose the case that was more important, the case involving the custody of his children. Dancehall reggae star Sean Paul is being sued by his former girlfriend, Susan Persons, for $80 million. She claims that he illegally had her deported, repeatedly drove her to suicide attempts, and subjected her to starvation, homelessness, and loss of ability to generate income. She also included a 126-page tell-all document in her suit titled, Irie Jamboree, My Life in Jamaica as a Jet Set Slave, with the enormous secret of a love affair with Jamaica's perhaps most well-known dancehall artist. The book is said to speak on Sean's alleged drug deals, murders, lies, and erection problems. Looks like Spike Lee isn't the only one voicing his dislike for Django Unchained. Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network is calling for the boycott of the movie's action figures. Selling this doll is highly offensive to our ancestors and the African-American community, the organization's president said. This movie is for adults, but these are action figures that appeal to children. We don't want other individuals to utilize them for entertainment, to make a mockery of slavery. Rapper Nicki Minaj has announced a long-term deal with Sears Holding that will bring her own fashion line to Kmart and the company's website, shopyourway.com. She'll launch a multi-department lifestyle brand, as well as an apparel and accessory collection, which will be available exclusively at Kmart and its website. Beyonce will sing the national anthem at President Barack Obama's inauguration ceremony. The January 21st event will also see performances from Kelly Clarkson, who will sing My Country Tis a Thee, and James Taylor, America the Beautiful.